Mr. Michael Dean, the Iron Hamster, broadcasting not from a windowless bunker. I am in the wonderful hash and insect-filled woods of New Hampshire at the Free State Project Extravaganza, the 11th annual Hootenanny here in the woods, where there's a bunch of beautiful armed hippies with guns. And lots of people having fun, and we got a sort of a panel discussion here. You know, it's we gotta serve the social contract by sharing the wealth of the microphones with all the good people. On microphone number two to my right, we got Lou Sander.
This is Lou Sander Fien, and I'm broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless chair, a foot and a half away from Michael Dean.
Excellent. And sharing mic three and four, because yes, they're manly enough to do that. Who we got over there?
Get the jabbering coon cat.
This is Davy Barker, the shiny badger.
And we got some of our other hosts here too. Are you going to come on tonight, Nikki? Yep. We got Nikki Darling, what is your cat name?
The Freedom Master.
The Freedom Master. It's the one that's not a cat name. It's the exception to the rule that proves the rule.
And Freedom Master can be a cat. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I never thought the Freedom Master could be a cat. It's just not a beast-related name. DJ, what was the beast we saw today? It was really cool. We saw a pine marten run across the road. It's like, it looks like a wiener dog crossed with a squirrel. It was really cool. It was beautiful. And I'm digging all the flora and fauna. And I know that it is the custom of the day to go topless here, but none of y'all want to see me topless. But if anybody else wants to get topless over here, you can feel free to get topless. You guys are checking your email. You're on radio. You're on one radio station and LRN. So what do you got to say for yourself there? And you didn't get a show the other day, and you're like, I want to be on because I didn't get a show. So what do you got to say there?
It's good to be at Porkfest.
Cool. Dobby.
Yes.
You're awake.
I'm awake.
You're supercharged with superpowers.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
So I have to warn you, I'm in rare form tonight. I have been awake since 7 a.m. Monday morning.
Woo!
And that was after only 3 hours of sleep. And sleep deprivation does incredibly strange things to my particular neurobiology. And so this is the closest to intoxicated I think anyone has ever seen me.
Yeah, there are four sober people, four sober adults at Porkfest, and two of them are up here. Three? Oh, you're sober too? Okay, cool. But you brought the emergency medical liquor just in case you have some need for it, right?
I do have a prescription.
Prescription. Excellent. Yeah, the prescription mushrooms.
We're going to have a protocol about the word you, because we're all in the same room. And if you just say you, it's sort of unclear to, you know, the squinting listening audience who you're talking to.
It's going
to
be very confusing.
Well, Jimmy Carl Black's going to have to talk more too and not check his email up here.
I'm working on it.
Silence. Radio silence. So I'm going to start with a little story about DJ and I coming here to Porkfest. It's really short. It's really funny. And then we're just going to go around and talk about Porkfest and how wonderful it is and how dear it is into our heart and how many days we have. You know, we'll get our 30-day Porkfest chip if we've been here 30 days, and we can share and then say thank you for your share and then take turns. So I'm a recovering statist. I was a lazy Democrat up until about 7 years ago, and then I read a book called You and the Police by Boston Tea Party in one sitting and became a minarchist in one night. And then I started listening to Free Talk Live, and it was, I was like, man, yeah, liberty sounds great. But it seemed like a mystical land. It seemed like I was getting like transmissions from Mars or something. I actually spent a lot of time about 10 miles from here as a kid. I've been in New Hampshire a bunch. But I didn't really understand liberty, and I started talking with people on the forums, on the Free State forums, and I just couldn't grasp it. And the thing was, I'm a recovering drug addict, and I saw the damage that hard drugs do, and I was like, not arguing, but asking people on that forum, like, how could you possibly legalize cocaine and heroin? Because, you know, people would be shooting each other in the streets, and they explained to me why the opposite of that was true. And it kind of brought me the rest of the way, but I wasn't quite all the way there yet. Then I met this guy, Nima Vidotti, and he came over to my house, and we started making a movie called Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. And it's like the in-person touch is what really did it and took me all the way. Like a week of hanging out with that guy, and I was just completely one of these no-government men. And, you know, people call them anarchists, voluntarists, whatever. I call them no-government men, no-government women. And that happened, like, really, it's the human. You can do all the blogging and getting in your windowless bunker and talking on the internets all day long, but there's no, you know, the power of one person, like, looking across the table as an equal is there's nothing like it to really get you the last mile. And it's so hard. It's so interesting to me that like so many people could go from like zero to minarchist in one night, you know, 999 miles, and going that last mile can take a long time. But human touch and human contact can do that. So flash forward to after 24 hours of traveling and driving, traveling and flying in space tubes about the size of this with 20,000 people in them.
An intercontinental ballistic highway.
That thing. We arrive in Bennington. What's the place in Burlington? Bennington's the hippie college. In Burlington, which is a lot like New Hampshire, except there's a lot more liberals, I guess, is the thing.
Ew.
And here's what's the thing called where they like the government makes people give people jobs even though they're not qualified?
Minimum wage.
Affirmative action. Oh. Best, awesomest example of affirmative action I've ever seen. We get in after all this traveling, go to the baggage claim. All of a sudden, after pee really bad, I've been on this plane. I walk up to the information booth. There's a guy sitting there. I say, "Where's the bathroom?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't really know." And I started looking at him, and I realized he's blind. So the information guy is blind. He doesn't have any touchscreen, anything like that. And he's supposed to be giving information, and he doesn't know the first thing anyone's going to ask at this airport. And then he keeps trying to be helpful. When people try to be helpful, but they don't really have an answer, it's worse. And I was like, okay, thanks. And I started walking away, and I turned around. The bathroom was, like, right behind me. Like, a sighted 7-year-old child sitting there would have been like, "It's right there, mister." But, you know, they had to have a blind guy to fill some quota to give information. There's a lot of things blind people could do, but giving information in the airport from visual cues is apparently not one of them. So
it sounds like my experience looking for the post office in Washington, D.C., because apparently it's in the DARPA building. Like, there's these signs for the post office that lead you in this maze that are inside buildings and outside buildings and up escalators and down escalators. And finally, I'm like, I have to ask somebody, like a human, where the post office is. And it was this guard at DARPA, and he did exactly that. He pointed right behind me and he said, "It's right there, mister."
You got one there, Jimmy Carl Black? Chandler? That's his real name. He looks like Jimmy Carl Black from the old Zappa group, but
right on. No, man, I had to drive from Maine, which is bordering New Hampshire, and I had a great drive. I didn't have to deal with the TSA and all the airports and all that good stuff, so we just got to check out the mountain views and all that good stuff.
So you didn't get your freedom search?
Nope.
Oh.
None of that.
You're not getting your taxes worth if you didn't get your freedom search.
Hey, man, I just cranked on the iPod and drove the long, lonely road. It was good.
Cool, man. Lou?
Well, my trip was rather interesting. I came in from the failed state project of Detroit. And as I drove through New York State, I felt very, very, very dirty.
Ew.
It was bad.
Was there a sense of anxiety?
I almost had to go back on medication.
Yeah.
Especially when I saw the cigarettes with a state minimum price of like $9.83. I was like, oh my God.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. I almost turned around, went back to Michigan and bought some of those expensive ones. It took them to New York State and made a killing. But anyway, I finally made up here, and just like Michael and Davi, I was very sleep deprived, and somehow or another I made it till 10 p.m. Friday night, and Saturday morning went out and started meeting old friends and new friends, and you know, I finally get to meet all these fiends that I've spoken to on the radio or via Skype or whatever, and it's
oh my God, I'm so happy to be here.
Isn't it a trip to meet all these friends you've talked to
your
on
internet friends
for,
yeah.
for a while?
It's like they actually displace water. They're not just like they've passed the Turing test.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, the other day I met a friend of mine. She drove up here from Connecticut, and when I found out that she was outside Ben's trailer when I was doing the Sunday show, I was squealing like a little girl. And it was just unbelievable.
And then Bill Buport really wanted to meet you, and you really wanted to meet him. And then tonight, in the dark over by the movie showing, you guys were standing like this far apart from each other for like a half hour. And yeah. I thought you'd already met and chatted, and then suddenly you realized he was standing right next to you.
Yeah, and we'd been chasing each other around the campground for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how many people are sleep deprived?
Right on.
That's about 80% of the room. How many of you are sleep deprived, not because it's 1 in the morning and you're here, but you'd be sleep deprived anyway?
Right on.
That's 78% of the room. Yeah, yeah. Porkfest, it's not suffering for it, but it takes some conditioning. I started like running on the hamster wheel to get, because I've been sitting in a chair for like 10 years making media for y'all. I'm suffering for your art. If you saw my movie tonight and you saw how like young and sexy I looked like 8 years ago, and now I'm like this kind of fat guy. This belly is suffering for your art. And so I was like, you know, I haven't been out of the house in like, I looked at the map, measured pork, saw how big Rogers was, and I'm like, I'm going to be walking around this thing. So I got on the hamster wheel and started doing 20 minutes a day, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot when you just sit in a chair all day. So I did some training to get ready for Porkfest.
One thing that I found finally meeting you is you don't really get a suntan from your computer monitors.
Like I thought. Have a suntan?
No.
I'm just turning pink like a lobster, man.
If you were any whiter, you'd be transparent.
I haven't put on any sunscreen, though, and I don't feel like I need it because I've been under trees a lot. But, you know, so I shot some of this.
On the subject of suntan lotion, I'm relatively certain that Free Aid has some in an emergency if you decide that you need some.
Do they have the morning after sunscreen?
I have no idea.
That's what we need.
Okay.
Plan B.
Yeah, Plan B. That's a horrible, nothing about abortion, pro or con, but that's a horrible name for that product. It really is.
Yeah. One thing that's really surprised me is because Porkfest is a rather free place. This is actually the third show that I'm doing where I'm actually dressed, wearing pants and a shirt.
I'm not the only one who does that. I'm so relieved.
Yeah, we all sit around in our underwear and look at our microwave ovens and do radio. And it's kind of like we kind of forget people are there. So there's people here. It's kind of interesting and more real. And we're going to have some of you come up one at a time, too, and yak on here, too. This is a breathalyzer before you come on, too. You
can't. Oh, damn. I guess I'm going to fail.
I'm such a mess when I do the show. I usually look like Khalif Sheikh Mohammed in his Guantanamo picture.
No, the breathalyzer is a minimum alcohol amount to get on the air.
All right, then we're all good. We're all good.
We're back in.
In case the listeners haven't figured out, we are in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
We're usually I'm in front of a microwave.
And you get some Freedom Fiends buttons. And you get some Freedom Fiends buttons. Everyone look under your chair. There's a new Bitcoin for everybody. They're looking. They're all looking under the chair. We'll be back after this trip to the free market on Freedom Fiends.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Worms. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowed conference room in New Hampshire.
In the rural mountain east.
Yes, that's, at the Pork Fest, and the fest is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. Davi, tell me how the fest has taken care of you.
I have had the most fantastic day today. So to like understand, first off, you have to understand that I do merchandising, right? And so I pack the largest suitcases I have with the most merchandise that I can carry. But I'm also going to two conferences. So this is DC and Pork Fest. Not nearly enough merchandise. So I have friends bring stuff. Like I had stuff shipped to Florida to Tim Fry in Pensacola. He drove up 100 t-shirts. I had a friend in Philly who sent over like two duffel bags full of t-shirts. I had manufacturers sending stuff like a week ago to Rogers Camp. So I am like so loaded down with merchandise and no infrastructure. It's like me and like 12 boxes and a picnic table. And like,
did you sell that mounts last year?
No, I didn't do as well as I did.
I think
today.
You need to send a fruit basket to the TSA, man. They're the best ad agency.
That might be that. Yeah, maybe you're right. You know, I'm going to be flying out of the Manchester airport, so I am going to be going through the same. So maybe I should bring flowers. Like, I should thank them for this, like, year of prosperity that I've had. It's only 6 months. It's only 6 months ago that happened.
I think you should make a commemorative t-shirt, the Manchester TSA t-shirt.
But, like, let me just, like, say, like, if you go down to my spot now, there are four tables and two pop-up tents, and like
there's just one button.
And there's just one button. One like button. I'm down to like six t-shirts and one book and one button, and that's it.
That is what they call a quality problem, man. That's a Cadillac problem. It's a problem you want to have. So tell me about your pork fest experience here, Sander Fiend.
I've been actually walking around quite a bit and quite active and talking to people. And that, of course, I have the assault kitchen going. It has a cyclic rate of 30 pounds of bacon per minute.
Bacon.
Yes, bacon. And I will be cooking up a special little dinner for my fiend friends one day this week. And yeah, it's just going to be a great time.
Chandler.
Well, I got to say that. Get him on the mic. I have one day a year, well, 1 week a year that is spectacular, and it is called Porkfest. And I've got to meet all kinds of cool friends that I've chatted with on the internet, so it's really cool. You get to walk around, listen to the laughter and the joking and the talk of freedom, which is really enlightening.
Cool, man. But don't go in that big domed tent. Don't look at it. Don't even go near it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, don't go near it. Yep. So, Dobby, tell me a little bit more about commerce and the free market.
About
the market.
Commerce and the free market. I mean, it's really, like, phenomenal, right? Because, like, here's the thing. Like, the first time I came to Porkfest, I'm like, I'm going to be alone in the woods. I got to prepare for everything. If I get stranded out there, I need bottled water. I need a blanket. I need one of those emergency blankets. I need foot warmers. I need toe warmers. This time, I, like, literally came with almost nothing. I barely came with enough clothes for myself because I know that the market here will completely take care of me.
Right on.
Yeah. You know, one of the first things I checked, I'm wondering how many people... how many people looked on the map ahead of time and learned where the hospital is?
There's a hospital here?
Yeah. If you need to go to the hospital, you go out the front gate, you take a left, you go about 2 miles, and you'll see signs. It'll be a little jaunt to the right. But I was thinking about that. I'm thinking, like, you know, if someone gets hurt there, someone's going to have to take them to the hospital. And it's also a really cool – we may go there anyway because Gigi Allen was born in that hospital. Yeah.
Actually, I don't go to the hospital. If I need medical attention, I'll go over to the free aid tent.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, can they deal with an amputation?
In an emergency.
I could talk them through it.
If you've got a Bitcoin and silver, they'll look it up on their...
There we go.
Yeah, they'll have to Google it, but the cell phone service is a little bit dodgy around here, so yeah. I don't know how the Google searches are going to work.
Thank God for smartphones.
I've seen amputations done, like, twice in zombie movies, so I think maybe I can handle it.
What's your favorite zombie movie? You turned me onto a zombie movie where it takes place in a radio station. Yeah. What's that one called?
That was Dead Air.
Yeah, man.
And also Pontypool.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's the genre. My all-time favorite zombie movie? Man, that's a tough question.
Oh,
I don't think I could do it.
Just the three you really like a lot.
So Day of the Dead and... You know, Night of the Living Dead has to be number three, I think. I don't know what number two is yet, but I'm going to come up with it in the next... Right now. I don't know. Evil Dead, yes. If Evil Dead counts as a zombie film, it is absolutely number one.
Yes, it is.
But you know what? When I was a kid, I used to play with my mom. Used to, you know, pirate VHS tapes, and so I took like Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness, and I cut out all the credits, so it was all one movie, and it was fantastic. So I think my rendition of Evil Dead is actually the best zombie movie in existence.
Excellent. You know, we're going to break here, but the movie, the Jar Jar Binks Star Wars movie, so somebody did an edit of that movie and removed every scene with Jar Jar Binks. It works, and it's better.
No, oh, man, what's the problem with Jar Jar Binks? I don't get it.
Nobody likes that guy.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
Hey, this is Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Effects unit that I'm gonna have at home, so when I sing, it'll sound more interesting.
And how does that work?
It works like I'm making a tiny bit of money at this show, and I should like spend it and pay you guys, but instead, I'm just buying more junk.
Right on.
More junk to make the show more interesting is what it is.
That works.
And then maybe eventually we'll buy them for everybody, and then no, I'm not, that's not a promise. That's not in writing. So this is the Freedom Fiends, brought to you by Gummy Shrooms. Gummy Shrooms, good for what ails you, and it's got electrolytes. So,
that's what prisoners crave.
Brando, waterboarding. So Nikki, darling.
Yes.
Yes, get up on that thing. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
You sound really mellow.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't sound tired or sleepy or boring. You just sound really mellow.
Well, there's lots of fun things here to make you mellow.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's so cool seeing you, man. Yeah, it's like all these people I talk all the time, and I barely talk to you. I mean, I went to talk to you, but then I ended up getting chiropractic work done.
Oh, yeah.
That is mind-blowing, man. I thought those people were, like, fakes my whole life. And then I went today, and, like, in 45 seconds, this guy changed my life. And I'm going to go back tomorrow.
He gave you a roofie.
He gave me a roofie. He gave me a roofie straight to my frontal lobe. Through.
You know,
my
maybe
neck.
I should go and try that, because my thumb has been numb. And I thought it was, like, from the drive, like, because of the way my elbow was sitting. But, like, it's still, like, it's weird. It's been going numb in these weird spurts.
It's Taryn Lupo that did that, by the way, if anyone doesn't know. I don't want to just talk about some anonymous guy.
Exactly.
Who's here that you can actually go see. And we're brought to you by Gummy Worms and Taryn Lupo's Chiropractic. He's got what's cracking.
All right.
So Nikki, tell me more about Pork Fest.
Well, Pork Fest has been really great so far, and it's only Tuesday. Oh, well, it's Wednesday morning now. But so I'm sharing a site with a tattoo artist, and she is here without any permission.
Oh my.
Which is wonderful, and she's actually been tattooing my arm for the past few days.
But what about the roads?
Hey, roads.
Davi, get Nikki up more on that thing. Please.
Oh,
thank you.
Sorry.
About the roads, that's how she got here.
I did get here through many different states and many different roads. But last night there was a discussion in the Alt Expo tent about the use of force. You've been keeping up with this, right, Michael?
Not my circus, not my monkeys, man.
Okay.
Right on.
Well, I just wanted to say it was an interesting discussion, and it was finally had out, so.
Who won? Force?
I don't think there was really a winner. It was just good to have the discussion for the group of people that wanted to have it.
I don't know, man. I kind of gave a little speech about that today in the middle of something that was a writing seminar on the hero's journey, and it had nothing to do with it, but I just busted out on that. I'm really tired of it. I don't want to talk about
it.
Well,
yeah, let's hope after this it'll go away.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think that anybody that's talking about shooting cops is doing is putting themselves in danger, and they're not going to do it. They're just talking about it. I think there are people in the government compiling lists of that. I think anybody that tries to get you on record as you got to choose how you feel on this right now, one side or the other, I think that person is either a government agent or is being really useful to government agents. I think it's a conversation people should have in their own head.
Or a blithering idiot.
Yeah, it's a
useful idiot.
It's not helping anything, man.
No, completely useless.
And, you know, I came in, like, reading Boston Tea Party and stuff, and he writes books about, like, you know, riflemen taking over Wyoming and then getting a nuke to come to Libertarian Paradise. And so it's nothing new to me, man. People have been having that conversation for 20 or 30 years, and I'm really tired of hearing it at every turn at Porkfest. I don't think there's a need of, we must talk about this at Porkfest. We must settle this. And I also think that anybody who puts on any event has any right to allow or disallow or invite or not invite anyone they want. It's private property, man. It's a private event. It belongs to the people that put it on. It's not, it doesn't belong to the masses. This isn't San Francisco, like, hip, you know, this isn't the welfare department in San Francisco. The people that are putting it on can decide what to do with it. If somebody doesn't like it, they can do something else somewhere else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
you know, it's funny because I don't think Boston Tea Party considers himself an anarchist, so to speak.
He is. He's a minarchist, but he's not your daddy's minarchist, man. He is so minarchist that you can barely. I asked him one time, "Are you? What are you?" And he's like, "I'm a minarchist, but it's hard to explain." And having read everything he's written and hung out with him and gone places with him and interviewed him a few times and talked to him a bunch, he is in his own category, and the word minarchist doesn't really fit on him. He's kind of a quantum minarchist.
Well, yeah, you know? I mean, it's interesting. You said you read You and the Police, and it changed you from minarchist to anarchist overnight, and I read...
In 6 hours.
Okay, in 6 hours.
By overnight, by morning, I was waking her up and saying, we're moving to Wyoming.
Right on. Yeah. You know, and I read Hologram of Liberty, and I know that wasn't specifically from minarchist perspective, but that is what converted me to the minarchist.
Well, he's a minarchist who hasn't voted in 25 years.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I read that and I was like, all right, man, government doesn't work. Let's go anarchist. Yeah. Try it out that way.
Yeah, that guy's pretty unique, and he's kind of one of my liberty sponsors. You know, I say Ben Stone's my liberty sponsor. I mean, Ben Stone and I talk on the phone like almost every day, but I've talked a bunch with Boston, and you know, he's been to my house. He's visited with us. DJ's cooked him dinner, and he and I sat around and talked. And he's a really wild cat, man. He's like the most psychedelic square person I've ever met, would be the only way I can describe it. And he doesn't do psychedelics. He's just, his mind is thinking in about 8 different directions at the same time in a way that very few people do. The person that's closest of being the same species of brain that I know is Bill Buford, and he's here if you want to talk to him. And he and Boston are friends too, and they kind of, yeah, man. Bill's a straight up no government man.
Bill Buford, also a zombie fan for the record. He and I connected very deeply discussing The Walking Dead today.
Cool.
Show him your tape.
Somebody should film a zombie movie at Porkfest. Like, put the zombies.
Well, they have the zombies.
The kids have the zombie, what is it called?
Zombies versus humans.
There you go.
The tag game, and that's going to be great.
That'd be great, but somebody should film a movie or, like, plan it a year in advance and script it and involve people at Porkfest in it.
Wait a minute. Didn't Dale do this? Didn't Dale do a zombie movie here?
I hate it when that happens. I was posting on the Bitcoin forum a bunch of months ago, describing this idea I had for something that's like, okay, you know, there's Bitcoin, it's great, it's changed the world. There's Namecoin, which should work, but doesn't really quite because it doesn't have adoption. There's other coins that are just kind of clones of Bitcoin, but they don't really do another thing the way that Namecoin does. And I was like, what if instead of using something as money, you just made things of blockchain to share and do other things with, and people who wanted to use that blockchain did it, and you had a different blockchain for everything. And someone said, oh, isn't that BitShares? And I looked it up. I'm like, ah, darn. But then I ended up like being a paid consultant for the BitShares people. So that's what came out of that. But yeah, I hate it when you get a good idea and it's already been done. Although here's the thing I think too is like, good ideas are a dime a dozen. Like every junkie, drunk, homeless friend of mine in San Francisco has a tattered notebook full of great ideas. You know, it's not the great idea. It's doing the thing with it. I mean, people had the idea for Bitcoin in the 70s. Just no one had come around to doing it yet. So I want to see this movie. What's it called?
I'm not really sure. I haven't seen it. I know it's called Santorum. I'm not sure if I would classify it. No, it's not. Does anybody know the movie I'm talking about? It's
Dale made a movie?
Dale Everett. Made a movie.
What's it called, Ian? Ian Freeman's here. Ian Freeman's in the house.
But you remember it was Shartarum. It was Shartarum, and it was sort of about zombies and sort of about bureaucrats, but I repeat myself. But I never saw it, and I should have. So expect a review in the coming months.
Yeah, at least to look it up and give it credence after mentioning it, the movie that may or may not exist, and saying how great it is. I want to see a review.
I didn't say that it was great. I said that it happened, I think.
You said it existed.
I did. You're right. Rumors of its existence are highly exaggerated, unless it does exist, in which case rumors of what my credibility are highly exaggerated. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Right on.
There you go.
It's screened at Porkfest.
Screened at Porkfest.
This year? This year? No. Nikki.
This was years ago.
Yes.
So what do you think?
Of the movie?
Of anything.
Oh.
On the mic, please, ma'am.
I'm having.
I'm not putting you on the spot. If you don't think about it, we'll come back to it. Having Ian Freeman here is really cool for me because it's kind of like he's a lot of the reason I'm in radio. I was doing podcasting before I ever heard of Ian. I was doing podcasting in 2006. He was doing it before that. He was doing radio before that. What year did you start doing Free Talk Live?
2002.
Yeah, we actually, DJ and I actually spent our first wedding anniversary going to the Podcast Expo in Ontario, California. I think that was the last time I was out of the house. It was 2007. and they won. You guys won an award for best political podcast, and you weren't there, but you won. And that's the first time I heard your name, or the show name. And then I got interested in Liberty. Then I, you know, got on radio. Ian helped me get on radio. And it's kind of like... being on your show, I've called in a million times, but being here and then having you here while we're doing this, it's kind of like, okay, he's Led Zeppelin, and I'm a really, really, really good garage band that gets to open for Led Zeppelin. That's kind of how this feels to me, man. It's really, really beautiful and spiritual to me.
You got anything?
No. Speak!
I wanted to say that here at Porkfest, it's awesome because there are people who walk around just delivering things all night long. And they'll just come up to your site and they'll say, what's your vice? What do you want? And they've got it and they've got boxes full of stuff. You don't have to go anywhere. You just sit at your site, around your campfire, and everything is delivered to you.
You're absolutely beautiful. Right, because I just ordered lettuce for the dinner in a couple days.
Yeah, and they're going to deliver it to you?
I might have to pick it up.
Oh, okay.
Do they have gummy shrooms?
I'm sure.
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
it's not lip hair if there aren't gummy shrooms.
They may have all sorts of leafy vegetable substances.
Yeah, I didn't know gummy shrooms are gummy.
We made it up here today. Oh, okay. It's a great idea we had that, you know, we're not going to do it.
It's already been done.
Has it?
Is it?
Cool. Who knows?
Is it just me, or does this sound like Flintstones chewable morphine? Isn't that a similar? We're talking about gummy vites, except instead of like iron or whatever is in a gummy vite, you put psilocybin. Is that essentially what you're saying? Like
every time I'm sick and DJ goes to the store, I ask her to get me Flintstones chewable morphine. That's one of my favorite Simpsons references ever.
Have you found it yet?
No.
Oh, man.
No. In Libertarian Paradise, in Libpair, there would be vending machines that sell Flintstones chewable morphine.
I can't wait.
And gummy shrooms.
I can't wait, man.
I need both. Yeah, what if they had both in one? Maybe?
They had both in one? Or like a two-sided thing. Or the center is gummy shrooms.
I don't know. I would need a nap after that.
I need a nap after
that. I don't know
that.
If I need a nap.
Like shampoo, conditioner, or peanut butter and jelly in one.
We have like a peanut gallery. We don't like just have an audience. This is awesome.
There's no mic on them, but we can hear it. It's all good. We're going to a break. Say worms, everyone, please, on three.
Worms.
Worms! See, I tried to centrally plan the worms. It didn't work. We'll be back.
Worms, don't tell us what to do.
And the government.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends Late Night Talk Radio for your gummy soul. Coming to you from Lancaster, New Hampshire, the home of Gigi Allen.
Well, the birthplace of Gigi Allen. I might just get hurt so I can go to the hospital where he was born. I think it'd be pretty cool. So
you could like get like the same bed or maybe the same room.
The wing, the Gigi Memorial wing.
I don't think they'll let you like share needles or anything.
No. Gigi Bowman is doing a good job of imitating Gigi Allen. Have you run into her?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. She's gonna take his crown now that he's not around. We got Brian Hagan. Speaking of humans, Brian Hagan, what's up, man?
I gotta tell you, Michael W. Dean, I am so glad to be here tonight. This is a real pleasure. This is a wonderful way. Porkfest has just been fantastic the whole time. Ever since I got here the first night, I got lost, could not find my campsite, passed out in front of Rogers. A lot of lubricants on the brain, and what a great place to take those lubricants than right here on your show tonight, my friend.
I'm feeling pretty lubricated, and I haven't had anything to drink in 20 years. I'm thinking of celebrating my 20 years sobriety by doing a bunch of shrooms and gummy shrooms, though.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that. You don't know this, but I am the guy who brought the gummy shrooms this year. I decided to go into the agorist pitch and decided to create that, and thought that would be a good way to spread it to the children, because it's always for the children.
Think,
you know,
of the children. Flavor. Think, yeah, sure, of gummy worms. I mean, gummy. Sorry. Gummy shrooms. Kids like them. So what else, Brian? What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael W. Dean. It's just been a fantastic time being here at Porkfest. It's my second time. I came 2 years ago, couldn't come last year for a lot of different reasons. So I'm back here again, kind of like a family reunion of liberty and just a family reunion of good times. It's like a hootenanny, really,
it
man.
Is. It is. I call it the hootenanny, and I call it...
It is
the
hootenanny.
The Free State Project thing is called the Jamboree, the jam, but I call it the hootenanny, and I've started calling this the hootenanny, too, because it is a hootenanny.
It truly is, my friend.
So who are you voting for this November?
You know, I'm not going to vote for anybody, as a matter of fact. None of the above. No one. I'm just going to live my life, do my own thing, wear shirts that have absolutely no sleeves, flip-flops, know that I'm a failure in life according to the mainstream, and just do my thing, brother.
Cool, man. Who's the last person you voted for?
Last person I voted for was Gary Johnson, back in 2008, I guess it was. Yeah, I did go ahead and cast my ballot. It's just kind of fun to, like, go, and where I'm from, there's, like, these two elderly women. They're like, oh, hello, Brian, how are you? And you just say hi in the Knights of Columbus Hall. So it's really more of a social
event.
They're
so sweet. Those old ladies are so sweet.
They always offer you a coffee. Then they give you the little I voted button and all that.
They feel good about voting. It's like if you don't go, you don't. It's kind of like ignoring your grandmother. They use the sweet old ladies to trick you.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do, because then you just know in the back of your mind they're going to be so disappointed. And the next time they see you, they're going to go, hello, Brian. Yeah. And you just know that they're judging you for not voting.
But they want to outlaw gummy shrooms.
Those old women mean nothing to me. Well, they're dead to me now.
Well, they don't want to outlaw gummy shrooms yet, but in a couple days when this episode goes viral and they learn about gummy shrooms, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a real danger to the children. I mean, because children like gummy candies, and now there's shrooms involved. It must be all about killing the children.
Yeah, there was something about somebody was like making like milk dud tasting meth somewhere or something.
Oh, really?
You know, it was like one isolated incident or something, and then suddenly it was a media frenzy of think of the children, they'll eat the meth.
That's how it always does. One isolated incident, and suddenly it's this black plague spread upon the nation, and all the children are dying. And there may have been one apocryphal tale that was told somewhere. Never happened.
Yeah, am I the only person in the world that didn't buy their candy from a drug dealer as a child?
He drove a little van. He brought it right to my house.
You know, I know that story's true, though, about the gummy shrooms, the kids eating them. My wife's cousin's dentist's barber.
Former roommate?
Read about it somewhere. His former roommate, yeah, read about it somewhere. Yep. Gummy shrooms, man.
So this was a barber and a dentist? What was the story there, Michael? I missed that.
Are there still barbers? Doesn't the internet cut hair now?
You know, I tried to order an online haircut. It didn't work out so well. So, yeah, I still go to a barber. He's still got, like, those, they're called pocket brushes. No one's seen these things since 1971, and he's still got this huge display of them.
The blue stuff, man. The blue liquid.
Brian ordered a Flobee, but didn't get a haircut.
Oh, no. I had to resort to a Flobee.
I used to go to a dentist in Arlington, Virginia, who had pictures of, like, Richard Nixon. He used to cut Richard Nixon's hair, and he had him on his wall.
This was his claim to fame.
That was the hippest haircut he could still do, was like the Richard Nixon haircut.
Everybody was lining up. I want the tricky dick. That's what I want on my head.
On the Freedom Fiends for hour two, where we're going to start picking random people and, against better judgment, putting microphones in front of their mouth. Worms.
Worms.
Can we get a worms? Worms! Thank you, worms and mushrooms.
Are there worms and mushrooms?
Eat the worms and mushrooms.
Hey,
You're fired.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
This is Michael Dean, Freedom Fiend, going into hour 96 of our live show from Porkfest. And we have sitting with us on one of the microphones here, Mr. Ian Freeman. How are you doing, Ian?
Doing pretty well.
Yeah?
All things considered. It's a great time at Porkfest.
Do you like All Things Considered? Did you cut your teeth on that?
I don't know what you mean.
It's a radio show on PBS where they kind of talk like this. Hi, welcome to Delicious Dish.
It's barber dentists that cut teeth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about that earlier.
You ever heard All Things Considered?
I've heard of it.
You read the trades. Yeah. You know it exists.
Does it still exist?
The trades. You read the trades, don't you? It still exists, man. So I wanted to ask you something on this show. I was like, what do you want to talk about? You said, yeah, it's your show, man. It's your show. And I said, I want to hear about something that you've never talked about on Free Talk Live. Have you ever talked on Free Talk Live about when you lost your virginity?
I don't think so. No.
How old were you?
22.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was she?
20.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was 14, and the girl I lost my virginity to was 14, and we were both virgins, and I didn't know you were supposed to move up and down.
Oh, man.
A year later, I started dating a girl the same age who had previously dated bikers, and I learned real quick. She taught me. So tell me a little bit, as radio-friendly as you can, but still intriguing, tell me about you losing your virginity.
So, yeah, I didn't lose my virginity until I started doing Free Talk Live, actually.
No!
Yeah. And I guess people who've listened to the original series, they can say that if they know me, they know what the story is. They can hear a change in, you know, how I approach the
Did
show.
Did your voice change? Were you like, hi, this is Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live?
I couldn't tell you. You can go back and listen, make your own determination.
You have archives for the first year, though, do you?
Yeah, I do. They're on via torrent, actually. You can go and get them.
You should start doing the torrent RSS. I'm not done with your virginity, but you should start doing the torrent RSS feed thing we're doing. You can, like, people can download them automatically and leave their computers on. And you could go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link that says Torrent Club over on the right. You like that? I learned how to do that from you guys.
That's great, man. Good segue.
You do such smooth live reads, unlike people like Hannity who are like, you know, and we should bomb these Middle Eastern Muslims back to the Stone Age. You know what else is Stone Age? Having hard water. So you should use Harry's water softeners.
Yeah. Stonewashed jeans.
Yeah. What?
They're selling jeans, handmade jeans.
Tell me about losing your virginity.
Okay, so, yeah, so I met my girlfriend through doing Free Talk Live. And, in fact, if you've met the dog here, Jazzy Girl, we had that dog together ultimately. But when I first got together with her, she, let's just say, she's a master of deception. She was not who she appeared to be. And so I kind of chased around after her without ever having seen her, which was kind of an interesting thing to do, to just kind of chase after this person that you've never met before.
Is it like when you like listen to bands or listen to people on the radio and you like think you know what they look like and then you meet them in person and it's like completely different?
It was, yeah, well, she was actively trying to fool me into thinking that she looked like this, you know, really hot girl.
Okay.
And I don't know whose microphone is too,
we turn it down a little bit.
Too
we got,
high.
We got a text from sleeping people in Agoura Valley. This is a first, doing a live show here. And they asked
Here,
us
let me
to
turn the
down.
Speaker down.
Yeah.
Rudderless ship.
We're gonna get really mellow here. Like, you know, for our listeners playing the home version of the game, you gotta understand that this is not in our windowless bunkers. This is in a window in a little
there
conference
windows
type
in
room.
And there are speakers in them.
And there are people sleep. I'm doing late night jazz stoner talk. This is not Delicious Dish, man. This is not All Things Considered. We don't consider all things here. We only consider the things I want to consider, because this is the Freedom Fiends where I control the airwaves. So back to you, Ian. Sorry.
Okay, so where was I in the story, right? So I'm chasing after, this girl for a period of, I don't even know how many months it was before I finally, before she was finally revealed. And what part of the virginity losing do you want to get to exactly? Like, at what point do you lose your virginity?
It's a continuum.
Yeah,
I would say it's a delicious rainbow. So there's not really a point. I don't know, unless point of, like, you know, some whatever is interesting. I'm thinking more about, like, the whole. So far, I'm fascinated, especially since you said you were doing radio before. Yeah. You were 29, 24.
I started radio at 17.
Okay. Wow. That's cool, man.
Yeah. So, so chasing after this girl, basically losing my virginity was a progression of things that usually involved me being blindfolded and having no idea who I was actually involved with.
Elaborate. Or as Larry King would say,
okay.
Tell me more.
So at one point, I went down to her house, or what was proposed as her home. I went onto the back porch and was told to put a blindfold on.
By her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a man dressed as Superman in the closet?
No. No.
Okay. Because that's a story. That's what Robert Downey Jr. has told some story about, like, that happening.
It was just a lady who, you know, like anybody else, wanted some attention, but wasn't who she claimed to be.
Was she a man?
No, thank goodness. No, we actually ended up being together for a couple of years after that, and we had a great dog together, and she's here now, Jazzy Girl.
Oh, okay. What did she claim to be that she wasn't, and what did...
A beautiful, a thin brunette, you know, attractive young lady, and she wasn't that, but okay. She's beautiful in her own way.
Oh, so you'd been, like, talking on the phone or online before you met her?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I was chasing around after this person who I'd never met before.
I missed that. I thought that was about...
That's because you were getting up and doing things.
Well, we got the text of we're waking up 700 people, and I thought maybe I should sort of derail for a second to fix that, but maybe not, and I thought you said that you'd that this was someone who worked in the radio station. But
no, not at all. Okay. No. I did have at one time, there was, like, this intern girl at the radio station who wanted to jump my bones, no doubt about it, and I turned her down. She basically propositioned me, and I turned her down.
Was she crazy?
She was crazy.
I just figured that was
why.
Yeah.
Crazy like a fox.
Tell me, you got any crazy ex stories? You ever been stalked? Or have you been stalked for doing radio by people you haven't met?
No. I mean, my first girlfriend was crazy, the one we were talking about here, but, you know, sometimes you can love crazy.
If this is Morning Zoo Crew, I'd say, well, yeah, she slept with you, but
exactly.
I'm respectful. This is mellow late-night jazz radio, man.
Yeah, like you can unsay that.
I can unsay that. There's no cuss dump. Well, there is one, but it's in Minnesota, and, you know, they all smoke crack while they're doing the show. I'm kidding. They don't.
I'm from Minnesota, and yes, I do.
Yes, everyone, and you get some crack, and you get some crack. Look under your chairs, everyone. There's crack.
I brought it for free.
Who's the last person you vote? Oh, you still vote, like, defensively? No, you. Who's the last person you voted for? Was it you?
No, let's see. I mean, let's see. That would have been an election in Keene. Probably a few different people.
Who's the last person you voted for not someone you know personally, like when you were really voting? Was it Harry Brown?
I don't understand the question, but I love Harry Brown, so yeah. I'll just say yes.
Okay. You knew Harry Brown, right?
I didn't know him. I met him once when he was on his campaign of the year 2000. He came to Tampa and did an appearance there. He was really tall.
I guess the question is, I think you vote a little differently than most people vote, from what I've heard.
I don't know what most people do. What do you mean?
Most people go vote between, you know, a kick in the groin or a kick in the stomach of somebody that most of the country's voting for. When's the last time you did that?
Oh, gosh, I don't think I've ever done that. I mean, the first time I voted for Harry Brown.
Oh, okay. So you didn't vote for, like, Nixon or Reagan?
No.
Nixon. That's me.
I've never really felt like, you know, I've had blood on my hands from voting. Thank goodness.
Okay, cool. What's the weirdest drug you ever did?
Weirdest drug. I don't even know how to define that. I'm on a mild dose of LSD tonight.
Are you really? Yeah. You look really beautiful.
Thanks.
But you're a good-looking guy, but your eyes, yeah, there was something about them. Yeah.
Pupils probably a little bit larger than normal.
I can't see that.
I've done LSD. I've done DMT. I've done MDMA. So, I mean, they're all weird mushrooms in their own unique way.
Have you ever been tripping on radio before?
I'm not really tripping right now. I'm on a very weak dose of LSD. Yeah. I've been on LSD so many times.
On radio?
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Have you ever been on LSD on radio?
No, certainly not.
Well, I think that's the first. I think that's what we were looking for.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never heard anyone say, I'm on LSD when I'm listening to the radio. I've never never heard that.
Just wait a few more years.
So I think...
Well, we don't have to. It's live right now.
Live in Cairo, is that right?
Cairo, yes. We are on one station. The weekend show's on 24 stations, but the weeknight show is on one station. Well... It was. It may no longer be on one station in Cairo.
You're fired.
You're fired. I don't know that anyone listens to it. Cairo is, and I love the people of Cairo. I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's a very economically depressed town. I think everyone's radio is in the pawn shop. Oh, so I don't know if anyone actually listens to us in Cairo.
That's what mine is.
Somebody is out there. And you know what? I know in our audience, there's at least one operator of an LRN pirate radio affiliate. Okay. So.
Well, the reason, you know, I'm not dissing Cairo. I'm actually dissing the government, because the reason that town's economically depressed is it was kind of those like one industry towns that government tend to create. And
like the prison industry.
Yeah. Well, they have one of those there too. But the economy in that town was making nuclear bombs.
Oof.
And at some point in the past 15 or 10 years, they decided they had enough of them and closed down the factory there where that supported the whole town.
What a shame.
What a shame. Gentlemen.
What do you say to that?
Are
you tripping, Dobby?
I am. I'm delirious, but there are no unusual chemicals.
You're probably tripping harder than Ian is.
Absolutely, he is.
And you haven't slept in 27
hours. How many hours?
I feel like there's.
How many hours?
What do you open with? 96 hours? Isn't that what you said?
No.
I slept
6 hours in the past 48.
Since 7 a.m. on Monday, and it's
now Wednesday.
3 a.m. on Wednesday, so I can't do any math because I haven't slept in like 2 days.
Yeah, you could. Be hallucinating right now. I've never tripped harder than without sleep.
You know, that's a really cruel thing to say to a person when they're delirious, that they might be hallucinating, because now everything that comes out of your mouth is suspect as whether or not it's out of your head or out of my head.
That's true. It's absolutely true that, you know, reality mixes with the subconscious in the state that you can get into. I know it very well.
Who wants to explore Davi's subconscious? I do.
Well, since you can't do math right now, I'd like to purchase a bunch of things from you.
Well, that's, well, I have a salesperson that you can deal with. You're really turning up the reverb on me? Are you freaking serious? Okay, I get it. Hey, you know, like, what if, like, you know, they say that, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 and all else falls. What if it doesn't? I'm just saying.
Well, I met your sales girl, and she's a shark.
A shark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's out there shaking people down, saying... You better buy this. You better buy this. And
she's good, man. She just comes up to me like random times of day with fistfuls of money and hands it to me. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Oh, yeah. She's good.
We're going to a break. We'll be back after this message from Gummy Shrooms. That was awesome. You can stay up for more, man. That was awesome.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
organizer calling from the locality of the birthplace of G.G. Allin here at Porkfest. He was born in this room during Porkfest 1, I think it was, 96 years ago. And so, Dobby, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
So is this going out over the air, or is this just sort of like for local?
No, this is just for local fun, man.
All right,
don't tell Ian, though, when he asks, say, like, what? I don't hear anything. What
of course
about?
Not.
Yeah.
I don't tell Ian anything, ever.
So, Ian, what was the logo on the LSD you took?
Oh, there's no way to answer that question.
That matters.
It's a blotter. It's a piece of blotter acid, so it's a fraction of a larger picture. So
there's no.
That sounds like a contest.
So there's no like Bitcoin acid yet or Doge.
Oh, there
acid?
Is. I've seen Bitcoin ecstasy online at least.
It's hard to actually understand.
Let me give him a little less.
Radio listeners can actually understand what he's.
But radio listeners have no idea why we're cracking up. We're all naked. And we finally went in the big tent. I know we said we weren't gonna, but
it's the Dome of Dome, where people get domed in their dome.
Okay, tell me a story, Dobby.
Tell you a story about what?
Tell me a story about the zombies.
About the zombies?
Yes. This reminds me so much of college radio, the 4 weeks I did it before they kicked me off the air. But we have better gear, and we can actually be heard more than past the parking lot, unlike college radio.
It's like paying your dues buying expensive equipment, right? That's how you, like, purchase the right to do weird stuff like this.
Yeah. So, what's the weirdest thing you ever did on radio other than say that you're on psychedelic mind-melting chemicals?
This show.
Well, like I said, it's a pretty light dose of LSD that was probably at least a year or two old at this point.
And so vintage.
What?
Was it a good year?
For our listeners that don't know what's going on here, for the radio listening audience, Michael Dean is adjusting various different controls that are making things pretty amusing.
Listeners, I don't want to alarm you, but it appears that the studio has been hijacked by a raving LSD-crazed maniac, and he's holding Michael Dean hostage and turning the knob. So I'm not entirely clear what signal is being sent out, but I cannot be held personally responsible for anything that goes on from this point on.
You know, that guy from Accuracy in Media that wrote an article about how Porkfest and the Guns and Weed movie are destroying Western civilization, I think I'm going to send him this episode.
It's about damn time.
Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is essentially just one ongoing, like advertisement for LSD, right?
No, it's an infomercial. It's longer. It's longer than an advertisement.
Am I a Manchurian candidate?
Who else wants to come up here and sit on Ian's lap? All right, come on up. Share Ian's mic, please. Who is it? Who is it? What do we got?
We need music like a game show, like da 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 da.
There you go. You are the music.
I'm the music.
Do it again.
Do it again. Da 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 da. Da da da.
I don't know the rest of the song. What is this song? What show is this?
What show? What?
Who?
What?
Why?
What?
Because?
Because.
I told you so.
There? Who we got on mic one there? Mic three.
I'm the Small Life Fiends. My name is Joe.
Hey, Joe. Where do you hail from, Joe? Windy City? Downtown Burbank. Beautiful, sunny downtown Burbank. Yes, that's what he said, right? No, upstate New York. I'm from upstate New York. I grew up in Chautauqua County.
I've driven through there.
I'm sorry. It's a blimp.
Blip.
I'm gonna turn off your stuff, man. You call my humble beginnings a blip? Actually, I'm the best thing that ever came out of there. The only other thing that ever came out of there was Lucille Ball and the 10,000 Maniacs.
There's a medical waste processing facility in
cool.
That's proximity to
which town, man? That sounds awesome.
Fredonia.
Do they make gummy acid there?
That's where it comes from.
Well, you know, you know what they make in Westfield, New York, which is where I was from, is Mogan Mad Dog 2020 comes from Westfield, New York, and it's actually Mogan David wine, but it's the scum they scrape off the top, and they sell it as Mad MD Mogan David MD 2020 Mad Dog 2020, and they don't the Mogan David name is not anywhere on the bottle, but it's made in the same factory. They don't want their name on it, so maybe gummy acid would be what the good acid makers make and then put in gummies. But Ian's on the good stuff, huh?
Like I said, it's not really that great because it's pretty old at this point. But
will you take a bunch before our show tomorrow?
No, definitely not.
Okay,
no.
Damn.
You know, I've never done more than a hit of LSD, so I'm not an experienced psycho
rookie. Yeah.
I have a story. I had a friend. I've met this guy in San Francisco. Oh, I'll tell about the guy shooting 800 doses of LSD when we come back from the free market. Yeah. LSD has, no toxicity. I mean, it takes, a million doses to kill somebody.
And that's medical advice from Michael W. Dean.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support only a phone call away 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today. This is Michael Dean, the last episode of the first live in front of people Freedom Fiends ever, but not the last. We'll be doing this again tomorrow, and I do have Fiends Data DVDs, and nobody at home can hear this, but they're sitting up here if you want to take them, or buttons. We sell buttons and Data DVDs. You can, who's yakking over there on my radio show, man? We're on the radio show here, and don't cuss, please, because that ain't good. Or if you're the host, don't call attention to someone who cussed that did not go out in the air. The last segment did not go out in the air, because I was thinking, what is that Frank Zappa thing? This is the central scrutinizer. I'm not going to put the effect on. This is the central scrutinizer. I like to twist knobs. It makes me feel creative. I was doing that, and it didn't work out very creatively because nobody heard it outside this room. But that's okay because, you know, I think there are probably, how many people do you think are listening in K-Row? This many.
No clue. But welcome to all of you.
Welcome, K-Row. You know, you can always email the Freedom Fiends at talkback@freedomfiends.com. We've got a couple in-studio guests here. Who's down there?
That'd be Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, Liberty Phoenix. You've called in Freedom Fiends before. You called in really drunk before, but not always.
Yeah. Not all the time. I mean, I'm not always trashed, but I do enjoy it.
I don't always get trashed, but when I do, I call the Freedom Fiends and Free Talk Live. All right, and what's your name, sir?
Daniel P. Barron, or if I need an animal name, I was thinking maybe Capitalist Kitty or something like
that. Yeah, man, that's good. I like Capitalist Kitty. So I like how capitalist is a dirty word to a bunch of the world, and to us, it's like, yeah, man, cool, capitalist.
Yeah, I self-identify as capitalist.
Cool. Yep. So tell me a bit. Tell me a bit about you and the Fiends and Jesus.
Well, I believe the whole Bible, but and I've heard most of your episodes.
Do you believe everything you hear on the Fiends?
I believe that I heard it on the
Fiends. Do you believe when we say that a co-host is absent because they've been taken to Gitmo?
No, I don't believe you when you say that, no.
Do you believe when we say they'll be back tomorrow because they're getting a day pass to go work from Gitmo?
No, I don't believe that.
Good. You're a smart guy. People, somebody thought yesterday, you know, I was just really tired. I had to go get some sleep, and I didn't come into work yesterday. And Lou Facebooked that I'd been kidnapped by the government and was going to be waterboarded. And one person actually believed it. It's the power of one person talking to another.
Convincing, yeah.
I don't know, man. People, I say, yeah. So tell me something else. What do you, I said, does anyone have a burning desire to get on radio? And you said, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot to talk about. I'm all about Bitcoin, but I have kind of controversial things to say about it. I think a lot of what I see going on at Porkfest might actually be bad for Bitcoin.
How so?
Well, I see everybody shorting the thing that they think is going to go up in value. They're going and they're buying hot dogs and coffee, and they're basically selling their Bitcoin. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm
kind of two minds of that. I was stockpiling it for a while. You say
right, that's what I'm
stockpiling
doing.
It?
Yeah, I buy it. I only buy it. I don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah. What price did you start buying it at?
Well, actually, I have a funny story about that. I tweeted out, I will donate to the Ron Paul campaign $7 for every Bitcoin that somebody sends me. That was when they were worth around $5, so I was offering a premium. Somebody sent me 5 of them, and I donated $35 to the Ron Paul campaign. So that's how I got started with it.
But you didn't buy a lot at 7.
I got around 5 at that price, and I ended up losing them on Bitcoinica or something like that. but then I bought quite a bit, around 70 to 100 through the whole Mt. Gox thing, and I've done some through Coinbase.
Did you lose them then on Mt. Gox?
No, I saw that coming a mile away. I got them all out of
there. The Bitcoin millionaire that wasn't. He went through Bitcoinica and
That looked very sketchy to me months before all that happened.
I like the people who are selling it. Ian likes people. I mean, the people are buying stuff with it. People are spending it.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. Yeah. I mean, I would prefer to get rid of my cash over
Bitcoin.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing, yeah.
But, you know, there's one guy who says he'll pay Bitcoin if he gets a discount. And I think that's really important.
If
you want to incentivize people to spend their Bitcoin, give them a break. Get them a discount for it.
If nobody was spending it, it wouldn't be worth hardly anything. I think.
Well, it is being spent. That's you can buy shares of companies now with it. You can, if I had to send money to somebody in China for some reason, that's way more useful than fiat. But this face-to-face stuff, I'd rather just flip the cash out. It's so much easier, and I want to get rid of the cash anyway.
I can see that. I mean, I'm not saying you must, for the good of society, spend your Bitcoin. I mean, that's collectivist. But I love that it's an economy, man, because I've been I first heard about it from you guys like 4 years ago.
Cool.
Who in this room wishes they had a time machine to go back and spend all their money on Bitcoin?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. It's the Freedom Fiends live. It's been really cool, man. I like I like doing this. Thanks, everybody who's involved. And Trip and Ian on the radio. I've never heard anyone say they tripped on the radio. It was the first we heard it here on the Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat channel, same bat time, same bat room. And the bat room might be fixed by then. Worms.
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 Worms. Can we get a worm, everybody?
Yeah. Worms!